In the name of Jesus, amen. A few years ago, a school administrator made an interesting observation. That was when a substitute teacher walks into the room, the classroom, then what happens is the children scatter. Some of them withdraw. Some test boundaries. And some wait to see what kind of authority has entered the room. But when a teacher they know and trust enters, the children gather. They move closer. They lean in. They ask questions. They are not afraid of being seen or corrected because they know the one who stands before them. And that distinction matters at Christmas. Christmas, when Christ comes into the world, because he does not come as a distant authority, not demanding that children prove themselves. No, instead, he comes as one whom children naturally gather. In the Gospels, children are not pushed away from him. They are drawn to him. They sense what the adults often miss, that this is someone safe, someone good, someone who receives rather than tests. Christmas, then, is not merely the celebration of a birth. It is the gathering of children around Christ. Not only children by age, but children by faith. Those who come empty-handed, dependent, and trusting. That is what it means to be Christ's mass children. A massive gathering of children. And that is what heaven is going to be like. For one cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless they are like a little child. Now, you might at this point start thinking in your head the Christmas theme of Santa Claus, that who's been naughty or niceless. Maybe that's God's way of saying that to us. Perhaps you think, have I been naughty or nice? Is that what God thinks of me? Yeah, we often attribute that saying, that song concerning children. But do you ever wonder if that is how God looks at you? Are you good enough? Good enough to gather around him? No, you're not. I am not. We all deserve nothing but coal. Yet the angels that heard from on high did not hear, I bring you bad news of what's going to be put in your stocking. No, they do not declare that to the shepherds. They told the shepherds, and the shepherds hear instead, for unto you is born this day a Savior, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. See, children gather to other children. Children are not fearful of little babies, are they? Well, unless it's one of their screaming brothers or sisters in their house, maybe. But here we have been told by the scriptures why we gather. Because we are Christ's mass children. See, the birth of our Savior gathers. And gathering is simply a human trait. It's in our nature. It is how God created us to gather. At Christmas time, we at least try to do that with others. Now, some people may not have the opportunity to do that. They may be alone. But even then, we are never alone. The gospel is that God is with us. Christ came to gather around you. And he most certainly presents himself here today. Presence wrapped around word and sacrament in the gathering, which is the literal name for the church, the gathering. Today we have a mini foretaste by getting to see children actually gather to lead us into this Christ Mass. So just for a second, close your eyes and imagine the children up here today. I want you to imagine that times 10,000 and what took place here today. Just can you imagine that many children? 10,000 times 10,000. As Revelation shows before us, that is what we are to see, especially this time of year. That is why Christ came from heaven above. On Christmas morning, there is a moment every family recognizes. Before a single gift is opened, the children do what? They gather. They sit on the floor. They lean toward the tree. Some can hardly stay still. Others wait quietly, eyes fixed on what is wrapped and promised. And nobody has to call them together. No one has to explain why they are there. They gather because they know something good is about to be given. So we come empty-handed, trusting the one who gives and rejoicing in what he places before us. And he places before us family, children, brothers and sisters in Christ. Everyone here, though we may not all be in diapers, are innocent little babes. We are not innocent in and of ourselves, but only because Christ came to gather. We are wrapped in his righteousness. He is our swaddling clothes. He bore our guilt on the tree. The Christ mass tree that won our salvation as he was crucified on it. So I ask you, does anybody here want to be a Christ mass children, a child? Well, even if you don't want to, you are. You're declared by that Christmas tree, that salvation one on it, that you are a Christmas child of God. And you see what happened after he bore our sins on that tree. Yes, he was taken down. And the crowds then and followers then thought it was over. So much for that season. But no, he wasn't done. They did put him away in darkness, but as he was born, the glory of God, glory to God in the highest, he also was raised in glory from on high. And now we can recognize him. We can recognize him like the children in the classroom, but not merely as a substitute, but as a trusted teacher, a gatherer. He sits with us. He leans with us. And just like us, he can hardly wait to engage again in what is promised. Goodness and mercy all the days of your life. From heaven above, a children's Christmas service for all ages. From heaven above, it is Christ's service for all ages. From heaven above to earth in love. Yes, Christ is in love with you. That is your gift. And yes, it is romantic, it is emotional, and it is powerful. It is to be used, like some of the toys that children will receive this Christmas need batteries. It is a powerful love to be used. He gives you batteries, power that will never run out. And yet, when your earthly gifts fade, they get worn and faded. When it comes time to need new ones, know that you do not ever need a new Savior, for he cannot be broken again. And that is another gift that he promises to give you, unbrokenness in eternity. And it is good news. Children love good news, don't you, kids? Children will gather around good news. And so you have. We are gathering around good tidings of great joy. Christ's mass children, gathered by the man from heaven, the baby first wrapped for you. So, move closer. Do not withdraw. You know the someone that has entered the room. Do not be afraid. Fear not. It's time for the gathering of Christ's mass children from heaven above. This is Christ's service for you. Him whose birth the angels sing, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. In the name of Jesus. Amen.